This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. I'm keeping the chair warm for Vincent today. We're going to be talking today. Oh, just before we get on to the broadcast, Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And the call-in line, I think that we can take calls, is 866-582-9933. But I can't see the call screen in front of me because I'm calling from my cell phone here in sunny Victoria, Australia. And so, but Jason should be able to patch your call through. If you would like to call in, that's 866-582-9933. Okay, now we've got, I know I've been saying this a lot lately, but it's actually true. I think that this is going to be perhaps one of the most important broadcasts that I've ever done on USA Prepares, because what we're going to be talking about today is being able to look at yourself in the mirror and actually see who you are. Okay. Now, there was a movie that was made, oh gosh, many, many decades ago now. I think it was put out in around about 1984. So, yeah, that's a long time ago. But anyway, that movie was called The Neverending Story. And, yeah, it may be there on YouTube, either as a, you know, either as a free movie or as a paid movie. So if you want to watch it, then that's probably, you know, if you, you know, just fork out the, you know, however much it costs to watch the movie. But I'm sure that if you keep an eye out, you would also be able to buy it on DVD or, you know, whatever. But wherever you manage to watch it, I would recommend, in fact, I would set this as homework for people to go and watch the movie called The Neverending Story, because we're going to be talking about some of the issues that are connected with that movie in today's broadcast. What this movie is basically about, it's about a little boy and his mother has died. And he's living with his dad, and his dad is into some sort of mathematical profession. It's not quite outlined. Maybe he's a stockbroker or whatever. But he wants for his son to become an accountant or something, and it doesn't really float the boat of the son. He doesn't want to do that because what he loves is stories. Okay. He loves creative imagination. And he gets bullied and he gets chased by some bullies and he ends up in a bookshop and he ends up with a book, which is The Neverending Story. Now, I trust that this movie is old enough that many people in the class have probably seen this movie. I'm not going to give away too many spoilers, but there's a few things that I want to discuss that have to do with this movie. One of the key ones is that he has to face who he really is, the little boy, Bastian, who is the main character. He has to face who he really is. And at this point in history and in time, I think that's going to be one of the most important things that all of us have to do. It's so easy to delude yourself into thinking that, you know, into thinking that you're something that you're not, or to basically kid yourself on that the whole of the world's problems in your personal universe are all somebody else's fault, when they're not. Because there's an old saying, which is, you make your bed, but you have to lie in it. That is so, so, so true. And you might think, well, the world's spinning out of control. You know, there's so many unpredictable things happening, and I've just lost my job. Maybe that's your circumstance. I'm about to get kicked out of my house. Maybe that's your circumstance. But whatever your circumstances are, there have been a chain of events that have led up to that crisis point. And ultimately, you might think that you've been swept along by this chain of circumstances that have led to the crisis point that you're facing now. But I think that if you look more closely at it, that you'll find that, like the boy in the never-ending story, you'll have to look in a mirror and realize that it's all you, that every one of us makes the circumstances in our own life for better or for worse. As soon as you realize that, that creates really quite an interesting set of circumstances internally. As soon as you stop the denial and begin to own your circumstances and say, the reason why that I am where I am today is because of the decisions that I made in the past. Okay? Personally, for me, that means that the reason why I'm on this 20 acres of land in the middle of nowhere, living off-grid, is because a number of years ago I signed a contract to buy this land, and I bought it and I paid cash for it, and there was a bank transfer went through out of my bank account, paid the funds to the seller's bank account, and I bought this land. That was what happened, and that's the reason why I'm here. And there's things about this farm that I love, and there's things about this farm that maybe annoy me a little bit, you know, but that's the way it is in all of our lives. And you look at the things that you don't like, and instead of just sitting back and whinging and moaning and complaining about it, at some point you ultimately have to realize that you did it, that you are the captain of your ship, and you are the one who is responsible for the good things and the bad things in your own life. Now, you might think, oh, but my whole city's in lockdown. I can't move out of my house and go down the road without risking arrest. Well, you decided to live there at some stage. You know, oh, but I didn't know all this was going to happen. None of us did. But you know, I'm speaking from Victoria, which is a whole state that is recently been through one of the most atrocious sets of lockdown in the whole world. And I just chose not to comply. And, you know, I didn't really change anything about what I did on a daily basis. I was used to living on my farm and only going out very, very occasionally and, you know, keeping myself busy and occupied doing stuff on my own land. That was the, that was the life that I had built for myself. So when the whole world went into lockdown, really nothing changed. And when I went out into town, I simply refused to comply with their satanic initiation ritual. And was it a risk? Of course it was a risk, you know. But life is full of risk, especially at the moment. You know, life is just insanely risky at the moment, and you have to decide, you know, well, you have to decide if you're going to live with that risk and live as a free man or a free woman regardless, or are you going to fold under and ultimately end up becoming a slave by complying with or the satanic stuff. You have to decide what you do, because every one of us at the moment is in the process of, I've heard a lot of people say, there's this fellow out there, and his name is Eckhart Tolle. I'm not sure if I agree with everything that Eckhart Tolle says, but one thing that he says is that we are all co-creating our future, for better or for worse, okay? And if enough of us just stop complying, then there's no way that they can bring about the sort of future, the sort of utterly diabolical hellscape. I'm saying that as a geographical term. They want to bring such a devilish world into being, okay? They want to bring Hades onto the earth, and that's the sort of future that they want. As George Orwell once said, he said that the future that they have planned is a boot stomping on the human face forever. You have to decide out there individually if that's the sort of world that you want your children and your grandchildren to live in, or do you want another future?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Today we are talking about owning up to your life and your society, and to realize that we all made it. We all did this. Okay? There's a point in that movie, The Neverending Story. Okay? It's got a lot of really interesting philosophical and spiritual lessons that it could teach us. And I could spend the whole broadcast just talking about this film. But there's more things that I want to discuss today, but I just want to discuss this one point. And spoiler alert, if anybody has not seen The Neverending Story and you don't want any spoilers, just tune out for a minute or two, because I'm going to discuss something that happens. But it was released a long time ago, and I realized that a lot of people in the class would have seen it, so I'm talking to them. At one point, the hero, Atreyu, who is from the Indian tribe that hunts the purple buffalo, that's the definition of his tribe in the film, he has to go through a gate, and he has to see who he is. And it's like two parallel universes connecting through this book called The Neverending Story, okay? And Atreyu and the boy reading the book, who doesn't feel particularly brave, who doesn't feel like an Indian warrior, they see each other. for just a few seconds through this mirror, the Indian brave, who is the child warrior, sees that really he's just a child inside, a scared little boy living in the basement or in the attic. Okay? And then the little boy Bastian, who is the scared child who is running away from the bullies, the tests, the thunderstorms, all trials of life, and he's hiding in the attic of his school, reading the book, he realizes that he's actually a warrior inside, and he decides to have courage and to do what he needs to do. He sees another side to his nature. And both of these children see the other side of their nature. The brave warrior sees that he's really the little child. And the little child sees that he's really a brave warrior. That there are both aspects of the personality in there. And you have to decide which of those you're going to go with. Are you going to go with the little child who's lost inside you? Or are you going to be the brave warrior? Because all of us have a little child that's lost inside of us. And all of us also have a brave warrior on the inside of us. And we have to decide which of these two archetypes we are going to go with, which of these two modes of behavior we are going to go with. And as soon as the brave warrior sees and recognizes that there is an aspect of his nature that is the scared little boy, he's able to move on. He pushes through the fear that he's feeling on the inside of himself. And he walks through that gate and he fulfills his destiny. Okay? Now, each one of us, this is what I mean, we have to be honest with ourselves to realize that we are who we are. We created the circumstances in our life. If we want a better world, there's only one person who can build that better world for every single one of us, and that is every single one of us. Now, we're heading into the bottom of the hour news. We'll be back on the other side, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work, probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Less than a week away, the Georgia Senate runoffs will decide the fate of power in the United States. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
With a week to go before a pair of Senate runoff elections in Georgia, more than 2.3 million people have already voted. About 1.5 million have taken advantage of in-person early voting, while another 800,000 mail-in ballots have been received. Representative Elise Stefanik says it's vital for Georgia Republicans to get out and vote. The New York Republican tells Fox News that Georgia is the only thing keeping radical Democrats from control of the Senate.
This is something that the RNC, as well as the Republican Senate majority, is really focused on, as well as the Georgia GOP, making sure that we have ballot integrity and security in our election system. Every vote matters, and we need to make sure that every Republican voter turns out, because if our voter turns out, we win. We cannot hand over the control of the United States Senate to Chuck Schumer. I see it in New York, how radical far left he is. He does not represent mainstream America. Certainly he doesn't represent my district or mainstream Georgia. So for those, we need them to turn out to vote. Early vote is now until Thursday or in person on Election Day. Every vote's going to matter in this race.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Japanese company Sumitomo Forestry has announced a joint development project with Kyoto University to test the idea of using wood as a component in satellite construction. Some of the major components in most satellites include aluminum, Kevlar, and aluminum alloys, which are able to withstand both temperature extremes and constant bombardment by radiation. The major benefit of wood-based satellites is they would burn up completely when returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. For example, okay, today we are talking about seeing ourselves as we really are and owning our problems and owning the solutions, owning up to who we really are and beginning to transform our lives from here on in. Now, a life is made one day at a time, and a life is destroyed one day at a time. And, you know, you might think, oh, well, that's just some silly old philosophical saying, but it's true. It's true. The things that you do every single day of your life, as a matter of routine, they make your life and they also break your life. Okay? This is... about that, everybody. We just dropped out for whatever reason. But what I was saying was we make our lives and we break our lives one day at a time. If you've got a bad habit that you do every single day, then let's say you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is you light up a cigarette. Well, don't be surprised if after, 10, 20 years that you have lung cancer. That lung cancer was given to you by that pack of cigarettes a day. That's just how it is. This works on a macro level of you build your own life one day at a time. But it's also on the micro level of, every moment of every day. That's how you spend your day. You spend it one moment after another moment after another moment after another moment. And people complain that they don't have enough hours in the day, but we really all have the same number of hours in the day. And why is it that some people accomplish a huge amount of stuff and other people just wallow in their mother's basement? What's the difference? Well, the difference is how they spend their day, how they spend each moment of every day. Like, for instance, I'm not perfect, okay? I have problems in my life. But I'm working on them, working towards a solution. And even those problems that I can see are problems in my life that I might not necessarily be working on answers for at the moment, I'm beginning to realize that they're problems and they're going to get dealt with down the track. But you've got to have priorities. You deal with one problem at a time, sort that problem out, then you move on to the next problem. Okay? And then you gradually get them all sorted out. But one thing that I'm learning at the moment is making use of those little moments in between. And I know that this is something that Vincent has talked about a lot in the past. We just had the bottom of the hour news. And when we had the bottom of the hour news, I thought to myself, oh, gosh, that's right, I've got to put the horse's grain on to soak. So I went out and got the horse's little feed bucket that I soak its grain in from down in the stables. I put its ration of grain into its feed bucket. I brought it inside. I put the water in so that around about midday, and the time is now probably getting pretty close to 2:45 in the morning. So I should have actually put it on to soak several hours ago, but I didn't. Well, there we go. That problem's fixed. Okay, the horse's grain is on to soak. And at around about midday, then I'll give the horse its grain, which keeps it in good condition. Now, that's an example of not wasting time, of making use of moments, all right? Now, we'll go on to the horses a little bit more because I'm not sure. I think that I will actually get into that now. We all have in our lives things that reflect ourselves to ourselves, okay? One of them is our dogs. If you look at your dog and you can't stand your dog, you have to own it, you know? Maybe you bought the dog as, or maybe you adopted the dog as a rescue dog. Maybe you've had it since it was a pup. Maybe you bred that dog. But whatever, however you got a hold of that dog, you need to own that dog and you need to own its relationship with you. Because I can, in the vast majority of cases, I can almost guarantee that that dog did not choose you for its owner. You chose that dog, okay? Whether you got it from the pound, whether you got it as a breeder, the only, even if you bred it yourself, you chose to keep that puppy and sell all the rest. You still chose the dog. You chose it out of the litter. You said, I'm going to keep that one. Now, you need to own your relationship with your dog. Because that relationship that you have with your dog is actually a reflection of your relationship that you have with yourself. And if you have a problem with your dog, then you have that same problem somewhere else in your life with yourself. So, if the dog is defecating all over the house, who's responsible for that? You are, because you didn't toilet train it properly. That dog has a set of programming, okay? It's programmed to defecate in a certain place, all right? It goes back to the smell of its feces. Sorry to be coprological here. But that's how it is. So if the dog has a certain patch on the carpet in the corner of the living room that it's chosen to make its pee-pee spot, well, you didn't clean up its pee-pee at some stage in the past. And so it kept going back there, which means, you know, you've got to come to a decision of what you're going to do about that. Because the dog can't decide anything. It's completely at your mercy, you know. You have to decide what you're going to do to solve that problem. Are you going to get some of that carpet sprinkle that you get from the supermarket that you sprinkle across the, you know, carpet deodorizer? I just keep some of that on hand, and every time that you notice that the dog has done its business in that patch of the carpet, that you're going to put the carpet deodorizer so that it blocks the scent, or even baking soda, vinegar, you know, some other disincentive to the dog just going back there. Are you going to start being consistent? Because the fact that the dog is going to the toilet in a certain patch of the living room shows that you have not done the right thing in toilet training it. And you need to own that. You need to realize your mistake and you need to correct it. That's just how it is. You know? Or you need to, you could just live with the pee-pee spot in the, you know, corner of the living room. You could get one of these, mattress lighters that you get for infant cots. You could do that and put the mattress liner there and first, put it face down so that it gets some of the smell of the urine on it, and then put it face up that may be another solution. But you've got to own the problem. You have to own the problem and stop blaming the dog. Because the dog is only doing what its instincts tell it to do. The dog will always pick a spot to go and do its business. It's your responsibility as the owner to make sure that that spot is a spot that is suitable for you. And you know, like I said, my life's not perfect. I wish that it was. None of our lives are perfect. But this is something that I'm working on in my own life. Not necessarily dogs defecating inside, but that I'm just using that as an example because it's something that a lot of people can relate to. Now, there is another example as well, which is horses. I've been noticing on the internet the two huge problems that are out there with people and their pets are dogs and horses. People have such problems. It keeps the likes of Cesar Millan in a tidy business because everybody is looking to buy a book and to buy a course and to buy something that will fix their dog's problem. And it's the same in the world of horses. And I noticed this because I'm a horsewoman. I have horses. I noticed this. And they want some course or other, and they fork out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to some horse trainer or other. I'm not against these horse trainers. I'm not against these dog trainers. The horsemen and the dog men, they do a tremendous job, but they're not the answer. And if you want to know the answer, I'll help you right after the break.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Today what we're talking about is owning your life, owning up to your life. And I was talking before the break about dogs and how a dog is a reflection of its owner. And maybe you've got a dog that has problems that are not your fault, okay? Maybe you've got a rescue dog that came from another family that has problems that it developed in that other family. Maybe, I don't know, I had a dog once that used to rip the laundry off the washing line. And I used to have some very beautiful lacy dresses. And I loved those dresses. And I used to get very, very angry with this dog because I would come out and it had ripped my dresses off the washing line and played a game with them all over the backyard. And no matter what I did, I could not train this dog out of the habit of pulling the laundry off the washing line. And that wasn't something I had acquired this dog as a free to good home. And the people who gave it away to me were not honest with me about this habit. But if they had been paying attention, then that habit never would have gotten a chance to develop because they would have seen it ripping the clothes off the laundry line and they would have been able to discipline this dog, tell it that that was not acceptable behavior, and that dog would not have done that behavior again. But they didn't, and so the behavior became entrenched to a point where it was not solvable. And unfortunately, one day that dog jumped out of the yard and into the path of an oncoming farm truck and broke its back and had to be put down. That was a dog that had no self-control. It was a dog who had been allowed by its previous owners to not have any self-control because they were inattentive and weak. And I don't generally adopt, although I have, you know, from time to time adopted dogs, they've always had problems. There's always been something wrong with them. Sometimes I've been able to train the behavior out of them. Sometimes I've had to live with it. This is it, you know. You've got to realize that if you've got a dog, that dog is on your property by your consent. If it has a problem, if it develops a bad habit that is not solvable by you, you may have to consider that the kindest thing to do might be to take it to that one-way trip to the vet to be euthanized. If it has a problem that makes it dangerous, if it has a problem that makes it just unpleasant to be with, like I say, if you have a dog that ends up ripping the laundry off the line, you have to decide whether you're going to put up with having no good clothes or if you're going to attempt to train the dog out of that habit, or if you, it's not fair to pass that dog along to somebody else. That might seem like compassion, but you're just fobbing your problem off onto somebody else who's not really aware of what's going on. And that's not fair to the dog. It's not fair to the person that you're handing the dog on to. And it may well be, if you get a dog that has a difficult or dangerous problem, you may have to decide to euthanize that dog. That's a really hard decision. But that may be a decision that you have to face. And as it turned out, with that particular dog, I'd never had to face that decision because, like I say, it, in a way, it solved the problem itself. It misbehaved once too often by jumping out of the yard and into the path of an oncoming farm truck. And then it had to be euthanized by the vet. Okay, now we're at the top of the hour news. After the top of the hour news, we'll discuss horses and how horses are also a reflection of their owners and what can be done when you have problems with them and what that means for you. Okay, God bless, and I'll see you soon.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.